For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Damian Lillard will return tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. He has not played in a basketball game since March 18th when he was diagnosed with deep vein thrombosis. To you and I, that is a blood clot in his calf. He has been cleared. Doctors say they haven't seen anything like it. It is quite amazing that Lillard is going to be returning this quickly from that injury. And tonight, he's going to play. We talked about this yesterday. If there is a chance, Lillard will play. And after watching how that game played out in game one over the weekend,
boy, do they need him.
There is no doubt in anybody's mind he is going to want to get out on the field or the court.
Same thing.
Field court.
Field of play.
Yes.
That's what you're going for.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I was trying to,
thank you for trying to save me. I appreciate to, hey, you know what? I appreciate little, that about you.
A little rope.
Yeah. I'll get enough to hang myself.
Yeah, a little bit. No big deal. God. Got Jeff over here.
Are we going back to that first segment already?
I know. Jeff over here with these freaking pointy white hoods. You're over here hanging yourself. Good
man,
Lord.
Hot dang.
Somebody on the text line talking about finding KKK memorabilia. Jeez. It's one of those days. Good Lord.
Yikes.
I mean, it is Oregon.
Mm. It's and about Dallas, he said.
Yeah, it's a tough place out there. But as it pertains to Damian Lillard, if you saw Dame at the end of the bench wanting to tear Tyrese Halliburton's head off, you knew he wants to play.
Yeah.
Like, you just know he wants to play. And it's very reminiscent of the bubble in Pat Bev and Dame wanting to rip his heart out.
Yeah.
Of which he did.
Yeah, he did.
So I expect Dame, like, I don't know how he's going to play. I know the mentality and the attitude he's going to come out with.
He's going to be the killer tonight. And this is going to be the interesting part, though. What does that look like playing alongside Giannis?
Mm-hmm.
Because the killer in Dame, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, is a selfish ball hog who just rips your heart out. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that, and you can't do that playing alongside one of the greatest players in the world.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, like, well, here's the thing. When the Bucks have been at their best, it's been splashes of Dame through the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And then fourth quarter, it's the Dame Giannis. Even though that pairing hasn't really been what it should be in the pick and roll, there's been games that they figured out for like a 10-minute stretch, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
and that's where I wonder, like, can they get to that? Because we know what Dame can do in big moments. Playoffs is about dudes. If you watched the Nuggets Clippers last night, you saw Kawhi Leonard be a dude among dudes.
Absolutely,
we'll talk
insane.
About that a little bit later. But like, you saw Cade Cunningham for the Pistons be a dude. These series come down, like, everybody talks about depth and bench and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it matters, but it's the dudes. And we know what Dame is in the playoffs. He's a dude. And if they can strike that balance and they can figure that out, and the problem is neither one of these guys have been healthy in the playoffs together.
Yeah.
Since they've been there.
How many games, because Giannis played, what, one or two games last year?
I think he played two, but one of them he was very much the calf bothered him again, and then Dame played the final four, and it was like they went, and Dame was dragging his leg behind him. Like neither one of them was right. So they have not had a chance in the playoffs to be that yet. And that's the thing that I'm looking forward to is like, look, Hallie barking up that tree, Dame manufactures chips. We know what he is. He manufactures chips on his shoulder. You don't want to poke that bear. You don't. I love Hallie. I love him as a player. He's one of my favorite players in the league to watch. Just the way he sees the floor. He's the closest thing we have right now to Steve Nash, where he manipulates the floor so much. And he's not your, like, he's a quote-unquote pass-first point guard, but he's not a Trae Young pass-first point guard where he has to dominate the ball so much. Like, he'll give it up immediately, and then unlike a guy like Trae, who's not going to work off ball, Hallie will work off ball, get it back, ping it around. Like, he wants to just keep the ball popping. But he's not the kind of guy that wants to go tick for tat with Damian Lillard. Mm-mm. Because when you get into those games, Dame's going to win that.
Yeah. And I wonder how Giannis will react, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if Dame gets into that mode, just clear out, let him go, right? Because it will be good for you. Mm-hmm. But we know that Giannis,
he likes
the idea of having a 1B.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it in action.
Yeah.
And you can see that when those two guys are playing, and when Dame is on one, it's hard for him to defer because he's never had to do it in his entire career. And he was always surrounded, even on their championship team, he was surrounded with a bunch of guys.
It's Drew and Chris.
That they never had stature like that. And it was okay to just facilitate everything towards him. That will be fascinating to me because you mentioned it at the very beginning of the segment, right? In the playoffs, stars carry you.
Yeah.
And it is something that LeBron James does not get nearly enough credit for.
When his guy is going,
that dude will defer like nobody else that we have seen.
I mean, guys used to kill him for it. Remember Skip Bayless? LeBron's not the guy you want taking that shot. He'll make the pass. And it's like now we talk about Jokic. Like, it's a good thing that he always makes the pass. Like, yes, he's making the right basketball play.
But you know what? Jokic, they don't talk about Jokic like he's the best player to ever play the game. And he might be at the end of the day.
Yeah, like when it's all said and done, when you're talking about pure unadulterated talent, he might be the most cerebral player the game has ever seen.
We think about guys like Jordan. No.
Nope.
He wasn't good at that. Kobe.
No, God, no.
Well, that's the reason why he and Shaq also needs to be put into this. It's the reason why they didn't get along is because they were always butting heads on who number one is. Right? Like
when you go into the top 10 players of all time, it's probably
Magic
and Tim.
Yeah.
That those are probably the only two. Because even Steph's very different because he does his work off the ball.
Yeah.
But he's not deferring, so to speak. You know what I mean? He just doesn't have the ball as much. And so you look at really the top 10 players of all time.
I'd put Steph in there too.
I think you could put Steph in there. Maybe slide him in.
But
I'm not going to fight you on it.
We also know that KD sure as hell didn't like it.
No.
Because they knew the pecking order there. And hell, the GM even said it at the parade when he said, well, not you, KD, about being their guys, you know?
Oops.
There was a pecking order in place there.
But it's really only, again, talking about the top 10, it's Magic and Duncan.
Yeah.
The guys who just, Magic Johnson played center, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he's a point center.
Yeah, I mean,
incredible.
As a rookie, came in, was like, all right.
Oh, I've got the NBA's all-time leading scorer and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, I'll play with him.
Yeah, it's like they did stuff that it was a whatever is necessary to win. I mean, Tim was the guy, but you had Parker, you had Manu, and then later on you had Kawhi.
Yeah. What do you think about this text, though? Like, you know, 503-864-6326 fan text line. Bucks need defense and Dame don't play it. I mean, he is not a good defender. We all know that. But I think in this series, in this game, they don't need him on the defensive end.
Hallie's
as
not
much.
Getting 22 shots up.
they need that scoring punch to make it a track meet.
And here's the thing, like, no, Dame's not a great defender, but in the playoffs, if you go look at his history, he doesn't get hunted. They tried to. Like, throughout his entire career, they, like...
Well, because they were doing that to CJ instead.
Exactly. But even then, like, any team, like, if they hunt Dame, if you put him in pick and roll, it's harder for him. But if you try to ISO him, he's actually been a solid ISO defender pretty much his entire career, considering what he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's back tonight. Yep. I'm here for it. 4 o'clock, NBA TV. That is the NBA TV series.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hell, the Clippers Nuggets game 3, NBA TV.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, there's the first game and into it for LA.
Look,
in the playoffs, in the new building, it's on NBA TV.
I'm an NBA executive decision this. Grizzlies Thunder should be on NBA TV.
Yes.
The Bucks Pacers should be on TNT tonight. But I'm not going to do that. They haven't given me that role yet.
I think TNT is hoping it's not another 51-point game.
Well, they could lose by 50 and it won't be the worst.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.